The hearing of the Environment and Public Works Committee was focused on the nominations of three people to fill high-level jobs within the EPA. Ken Kaposis has been nominated to serve as the Assistant Administrator for the Office of Water. It's the second time he's been nominated for the job, which is currently being filled on an interim basis. Kaposis is currently serving as a consultant for EPA. During questioning, Kaposis was asked by Senator David Vitter from Louisiana how much the agency has spent developing the much-talked-about Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment.
Senator, my understanding is that the agency, through earlier this year, has spent approximately $2.4 million in external costs. I do not know of an estimate of internal costs to the agency.
The latest public comment period on the new draft version of the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment wrapped up earlier this summer, and the agency hopes to have the document finalized by the end of the year. The assessment is intended to guide the agency's future decision-making about whether or not to allow large-scale mining projects to be developed in the Bristol Bay region. Senator Vitter asked Kaposis to explain the rationale for the assessment.
Well, approximately 3 years ago, the agency was petitioned by a number of residents and entities in Alaska to exercise its authority under 404 to stop a permit from being issued for a proposed pebble mine. The agency chose to not favorably respond to that petition, but instead decided to take up the assessment of which is currently underway. It was based in part upon the level of interest associated with that proposed mine, the size of the proposed mine, and the significance of the resources in the Bristol Bay watershed that could be affected.
The draft version of the watershed assessment basically outlines the possible impacts to the natural environment from allowing a massive mine to be developed in an area that is home to the largest sockeye salmon run on Earth. During Tuesday's hearing, Senator Vitter called the assessment unnecessary.
And we think it would be far more constructive for the EPA to do what's in the law, react to a specific permit application.
So far, the Pebble Limited Partnership has not yet filed for any permits under Section 404 of the Clean Water Act. The partnership has noted several times in recent months that they intend to make the mine plan public and file for permits before the end of the year. At the heart of the whole issue is the request from many stakeholders that the EPA step in and use an authority granted to it under the Clean Water Act to basically veto the issuance of 404 dredge and fill permits that would come from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Some stakeholders want the agency to use its authority even before formal permits are applied for by the Pebble Limited Partnership. During his comments about the nomination of Ken Kaposis, Senator Vitter claimed that he was already part of an effort to expand the agency's authority over 404 permits.
As a senior policy advisor for the Office of Water, Mr. Kaposis is already part of a team that's currently engaged in what we all think is a troubling expansion of regulatory authority under Section 404 of the Clean Water Act. Any individual or business requiring a permit to dredge or fill wetlands under Section 404 must now worry, because of recent events, that EPA might preemptively veto a project even before a permit application is even submitted, or that the agency may suddenly revoke a Section 404 permit years after it has been issued. This is exactly the type of uncertainty that has been threatening and putting a halt on a broad spectrum of economic activity, particularly recently, including housing development, job-creating mining projects, and essential flood control.
Senate Republicans have so far been successful in blocking the confirmation of Ken Kaposis to be the Assistant Administrator of the EPA's Office of Water. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.